Anybody use the Facebook Periscope thing yet?
I don't have that, so no.
Robert Kelly is on it right now. He's in Florida.
So what, does it come up on your Facebook like it would on your Twitter? Same.
It gave me a push notification.
Okay.
That said that he was in Florida, it said. So I said, oh, great, he must be coming here. He's our friend. And nothing.
He was just on, if you remember, Itty Bitty Bree. Brittany, who used to work on the Giant. He was just on their show because she posted a photo
today?
On Facebook. Yeah, this morning.
I'm sure it was great. Bill Duffin. I just happened to have the phone in my hand. Bill Duffin said, just writing to tell you that I love the show, and not only that, you seem like you're a genuinely kind-hearted fella. Don't tell anybody, Bill. You guys keep me from wanting to drive off the Bayside Bridge on my hour-plus drive home from work. Thank you. Thank you for not killing yourself and giving us the credit for it, sir. Appreciate it. Let's call Robert Kelly right now. Do you have his number? Do you need it?
I think I have it.
Interrupt his Periscope right now. All 79 people that he had before we do news, and get him on the phone. Should he not be coming here? He's only,
that's what I thought,
2 hours away.
Right.
Dom Irrera came in early to come on the show.
And we certainly reached down there. He's going to be at that off
Marco
the hook
Island
thing. Yeah.
Captain Brian's Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Right.
We could have got Rob an opening spot, the Rob Show.
Is he going to kick you to voicemail?
No, he may kick Carmen to voicemail.
Oh, yeah. They're calling.
He won't kick
there.
Me to voicemail. He is one of the last few people in the world that likes to talk on the phone.
Right.
As opposed to texting. I love him, and I don't want to talk to him on the phone. I just want to text. Like, you know how Dom Irrera said him and Bill Burr got a nice little text back and forth thing going on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm great with that. I don't need you to talk to me and hear my voice, and I don't want to hear the emotion and the things that you say. I don't want that responsibility. I just want dry, emotionless texts. I can figure out what's funny and what's not.
Sure.
I just put a comma. I'll know when to pause. You know, what's going on, Carmen? Is he giving you the voicemail?
Hi, Mr. Kelly. How are you doing today?
Oh, brother, Mr. Kelly. Oh, I hear it. Said it, yeah?
Yeah, I thought he said talking
is what I heard. Talking out my...
We know that...
Yeah, okay, yeah. We're ruining it. Nobody cares about you driving around Marco Island.
Go.
Where is he at?
One.
Listen to me. How dare you? How dare you come to this state and not come here and say hi to me?
Hang on. It's Mike Calta.
Oh.
First of all,
who are you talking to?
Your state is huge.
No. If you were in Miami, I wouldn't expect you to be here.
Get it here. Buddy, you're 2 hours away.
No.
I have a two-year-old.
Oh, you brought the kid?
Yeah, I brought the kid and the wife.
How many times did I ask him to bring the kid and the wife and stay at my house and go to Disney World? And now he's down in Marco. Good. No, it's good. I hope you get all you can eat shrimp down there.
Hope you can stay with Paul and Young Ron.
Yeah. No, that's not even them.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's got to do like Zito or one of those shows. Well, I'll tell you.
First of all, here's the deal. Let me tell you something.
No, you can tell me whatever you want.
You want me to come to your show right now? You're 2 hours away.
No, I wanted you to come there in the morning. I wanted you to come here in the morning. I wanted you to leave there at 7 to get here at 9. Or maybe, I don't know, come here first. And spend Wednesday with me and then do the show Thursday and then go to Marco Island. If we were friends like you always say we are, yeah, you would have been able to plan it out.
Wow. I feel, you know what, man? This actually makes me feel bad.
You should.
This makes me feel bad, and it makes me feel good that you love me so much.
I did. I did.
No, you don't.
Now I know. Now I know where I rank. Now I understand. I'm not Colin Quinn. I'm not Jim Norton.
Come on, Colin. Come on. You're above all of them.
No. Oh, that's a lie.
That's true.
If you knew Colin Quinn was an hour and 45 minutes away.
I'll tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
It goes Dennis Leary, Louis C.K., then you.
So I'm above Colin?
You're above Colin. Well, yeah.
If you can put him on a TV show, you're his best friend.
I don't blame him.
Or a hit radio show.
There you
mm-hmm.
go.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, first of all, stay out of our relationship, okay? Back off.
Don't get mad at me.
All right?
Because you know that you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Hang on,
he knows.
One second. I want an egg.
Oh, my
cheese omelet.
God.
No.
Side salad.
Oh.
Yeah, I want a salad.
Who eats a salad with an egg sandwich?
No. They're not serving salads at 9:15 in the morning.
No bread. Oh, yeah, no bread. Be healthy.
Okay, I will. Brian, Captain Brian says hello.
Yeah, him I like. Hi, Captain Brian.
Dude, if I call, am I really even close to you?
If I called Captain Brian and I said, can we fly Robert Kelly in a day early so that he can come do radio here? He would have been totally cool with that.
I would have done it.
And he would have sent me some snow crab legs.
I would have done it. He would have sent you what?
Some stone crab legs.
Yeah, I would have done that in 2 seconds.
But you don't think of me. But you don't think of me.
I thought of you, absolutely. I just mentioned you on the radio.
No.
I just got in trouble for swearing about you on the radio.
No, because how many times have I said...
Hang on, let me say something now. You shut your trap for a second. All right, I let you speak. Now you let me speak. I'm not ganging up on you with your whole crew. You got Galvin in there throwing his 2 cents in because he's jealous of our relationship when I'm in town. Okay?
Oh, you're running out of breath.
Yeah, you better take a breath.
Quick, take a bite of your cheese sandwich.
I was just on the thing. It's not cheese. It's egg. All right? It used to be fatty. Okay? So stop acting like you're not one of us. You're there waiting. Okay? It's waiting to hatch. You'll be back, fatso. Okay? And you'll be hanging out with me and Mike at some taco place in a couple years. Don't think it's not happening.
All right.
Or me and some other friend.
Now, number one, now back to what I was saying. I was literally on. I got Don Marrera on the phone. Want me to patch him in?
Yeah, he was just here.
Oh, okay. The guy brought up your name. I brought up your name, and then he was like, "God, I literally swore my head off." I was like, "I effing love that guy. He's the best."
Who brought that up? What show? What show were you on?
The Edge.
Yeah. What? Who were the hosts? Exactly. Exactly. You don't even know who they are. And yet you found time to go on their show. Yeah, I'll give you hello.
Oh, no, I'm not. Hi, ladies. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Can I talk to the ladies?
I was just out in front. I'm in front of the Cracker Barrel because I couldn't hear you saying hello.
What I'm saying is you don't even know who the host of The Edge was, and yet you found time to make it to their show. And if you don't, you know what? I'm just disgusted by this. I don't even know why I have to defend it. Not to mention the fact that your wife and kid are here. You think that you'd make the trip. Our families can come together.
Hello?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's up?
How you doing?
What are you saying?
I can't do two shows. I can't do one for the audience and one for you because your phone stinks.
Well, I'm sorry. My phone stinks. You know, this is not very friendly of you. How do you expect us to go... If every time you call, it's some little bitchy gripe about something.
Oh, really?
You want to hear it? You want to hear it? I love you.
No.
There you go.
No.
Now you broke me down.
No.
Okay?
Actions are louder than words.
You want me to drive out there tomorrow morning?
You know what this reminds me of?
I'll cancel all my press tomorrow. I'll cancel all my... Hey, let you listen to me. I'll cancel all my press tomorrow, and I'll take the 3.5-hour, whatever drive it is. I'll leave my family in the morning, and I'll forego the beach, and I'll come out there, and I would love to be on your show. I'd love to actually be on your show all the time.
Nah.
I'd love to quit comedy and just do the show, all right?
This is like when my parents got divorced, and my father was like, I love you, I'll see you Saturday, and then just Saturday he wouldn't come. There'd be no show, and I'd wonder if he really did love me and what was going on. Maybe one day when I'm older we'll have a relationship, Robert, but right now it just doesn't seem to be working. No, I don't want you to alter your family's plans.
Yeah, well, here's the deal.
I'm
in Sarasota next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why don't I stay at your place?
Oh, what a great idea that would have been. Instead of going home from Marco Island, you just come to my house, and you and your family kind of extended vacation. Maybe go to Disney and get your Busch Gardens tickets. You know, we could have made that, but no communication. I'm sorry. Periscope is all we have.
You know, listen, listen, man. Let me tell you something.
Oh, you're my buddy.
I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Could have been.
I'm gonna say this to all of you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this to all of you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Even Spanish.
Ooh.
I love you guys.
I love you so much, Robert Kelly.
I don't want to be lumped in with them.
Settle down.
Yeah, I don't want to be lumped in a group love session.
Well, here's the deal. Am I really that close to you?
Yeah. You're like you're less than 2 hours away.
How close am I?
Like
2 hours?
Yeah, like this is how close you are. If
that's
you
like driving from New York to Boston.
No. You can't get to Boston in 2 hours. Listen to me. Let me tell you how close you are.
I get to Boston in 3 hours.
You're so close that you and your wife and little Max could have drove to my house today. We could have had a nice lunch together. Yeah. You could have the kids could have had a play date. I got the heater on the pool. You know, it would have been a good time. And then you could have drove back into your show or spend the night and went back tomorrow morning. I mean, it really could have been a nice night where two friends come together and two families meet. But it's cool. I understand.
So what's the scenario? Tell me the scenario again. Tell me the scenario again, Mike.
I'll tell you what.
5 in the morning. No. So I wake up at 5 in the morning, drive out. What do I do with the kid while the show's on?
You're wrong, now. You can't do it now. You should have planned for it before.
No, but what
would
I have done with the kid?
You would either...
Where's the kid?
At my house. You guys spend the night there at my house.
Come in yesterday, go to your house.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Spend the night, do radio with you, right?
Then go back to my house.
Then we have fun. We do pool, we have fun, right?
Right.
Now, when do I leave to do the show and check into the hotel?
Thursday midday.
No, so Thursday midday... What time? 12, 1?
Yeah. You get there like 2, 3 o'clock. You're all settled into your hotel room.
Take a nap.
Kid in the car, drive in, drive back to the hotel, drop them off, check in, and then I go do the show.
Ridiculously normal, isn't it?
No, yeah. She makes a good point.
Let me tell you about another friend of mine. Hey, baby, what are you doing? Nothing. I'm in Marco Island next week. Why don't you come down on Friday? We'll do some fishing on Saturday. That's how you plan things. That's how Ralphie used to do it.
You know what? You know what, Mike? You're right.
I know.
You're right.
I know.
I didn't know. You're right. You're absolutely right. And I want to give you my formal apology.
I don't need you to apologize.
Right,
it's not.
No.
Apologize
no.
to your kid for depriving of a fun weekend in Florida. Don't apologize to me.
We're still gonna have a great weekend in Florida. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, it could have been great. You're gonna have a good weekend.
Well, it's gonna be a great weekend.
Okay. When are you leaving?
Sunday.
Hmm.
No, Monday.
Oh.
We're leaving Monday.
Oh.
Why don't you come down?
Now I gotta come to you.
Well, I gotta come to you.
You know what?
Come bring the family down.
I had to make excuses. I had to make excuses, but it's my daughter's birthday this weekend,
ooh,
and it's kind of hard to skate around a kid's birthday.
Yeah, well, it's my kid's birthday too.
That's not true. I know when your kid's birthday is, and it's not January 23rd.
His.
Okay,
her
my daughter
birthday. Today's the day he got his first haircut.
I think what we realized today is that, you know, why force it? Why force it? If it fits, if it works out, it works out. It was meant to be.
Here's the deal. This is the problem. Here's the problem. I think you're scared of it. That's what I think. And I think, like any relationship, you try to sabotage it. You're a saboteur.
I reached out to you.
You're a saboteur. This is all this is. You're trying to, before we get too close, before you have another friend in your life that hurts you, like me, you want to just ruin it and take it apart and throw it out. And I'm not going to let it happen. How's that? So, you know what, Mike? You're right.
Hey, Rob.
I should have called, and I apologize, and I love you.
See if Dom Herrera wants to go out to dinner with me tonight.
So there you go.
See if Dom Herrera wants to. I'm sorry. I was trying to make dinner plans with Dom Herrera.
I'll call him.
See if Dom Herrera wants to go to dinner with me tonight, and I'll do anything with Carly Acolito this weekend.
Where are you taking him? Where are you taking him?
I'm going to take him to Eddie V's.
Where?
Eddie V's.
That's our place. You can't take it. That's our place.
See if Carly Aquilino wants to go to Burns Council Oak. Yeah.
Buddy, you better not take. You don't take anybody to Eddie V's. Listen to me.
Can you hold on 1 second, Robert?
Yeah.
Larry, Uber driver Larry is on the phone. Larry, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Yeah, just to let Bobby know, hey, dude, I can be down to Marco Island in an hour and a half, pick your fat ass up and your beautiful wife and beautiful kid and get your ass over to Mike's house before you can say, hey, I'm here.
You mean this guy would
No excuses, Bobby, no excuses. You want to screw up the show, screw up the friggin' show, first but do it on your own time. Don't do it on our time, brother.
Thank you, Larry.
You know, I'm not, Larry, thank you, but I'm not taking an Uber ride where you smoke with my kid in the car.
Do you know that I bought a limousine last year?
You have a limo?
I bought a Mercedes Sprinter. I could have had the driver pick you guys up, the whole family. Your son could have played PlayStation or watched movies on his way over here.
I didn't know you got a Sprinter. I didn't know you were like the Fast
though.
And the Furious. I didn't know that.
Bobby, where did you guys fly into?
We fly into Fort Myers.
Oh.
Good luck.
Probably would have been cheaper to fly into Tampa.
Easily.
Yeah.
Hello?
This is sad.
Oh, look. This I'm looking at your...
This is sad.
What is this? Twitter?
This is a sad day.
No, this is his Facebook
page. Oh, look at little Max on the plane ready to fly here. So excited to come here. Yeah. No idea who Uncle Mike is. Doesn't know nothing about me.
Well...
I hope you have a great trip. I hope he has a good time.
Well, I thank you. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
That's really good of you that you take the positive road like that.
Yeah. I hope you kill it at Captain Brian's. I hope you got a lot of big day of radio tomorrow. What do you got? Zany and the Nut Hut in the morning?
Who?
I don't know. You don't know either, so I'm just making up names.
So.
Okay.
Well, thanks for promoting the show. I'm sure a lot of your fans will come out this weekend with your negativism towards me, jackass.
I have to say, if you are in
this is like anti-promotion, having you be my friend.
If you are in the Fort Myers area or Marco Island or Naples or anywhere in the sound of my voice, I would go see Robert Kelly at Captain Brian's. Don't let his lack of friendship affect him, you know, or your opinion of his comedy. He's a very funny comedian.
Yeah, or even if you're in Tampa, it's not that far of a drive.
No,
so.
Yeah, exactly. You can make it there.
God damn. You
take
know
an Uber.
I really hate how smart he is. He really is quick as a whip, that son of a gun.
And
he really is a smart little friggin' sporkle son of a gun.
Catch him tomorrow morning on, what do you got tomorrow?
Zipper in the Nuge.
You should see Carmen today.
All right.
You should see Carmen, how hot she looks today. I'm going to put her on Periscope during the commercial and break Periscope.
Break Periscope.
Uh-huh.
Look, Carmen stopped putting stuff up, okay? She was doing good for a minute, little bathrobes and stuff like that, but she stopped putting stuff up.
She's doing it right. She's leaving you wanting more. She's not giving you too much.
Yeah, but you got to give me a little something. You can't just leave me hanging.
Just occasionally.
I'm going to give her $250 after the show. We worked out a good deal. All right. Well, look, enjoy your weekend in Florida. I'll be thinking about you.
All right, buddy. I'm sorry. I love you.
If you need anything while you're here, I'm sure Zany and the Nut Hut could take care of you. Hey, what are we going to do with all these cigars now?
We just throw them out. They're not good anymore, right?
You know what? Listen, man. Listen. You don't think I know you, you son of a... Yeah, there's no cigars.
Oh, nothing's better than a nice, cool night like this.
Yeah.
Sitting outside, smoking a cigar.
Oh, yeah.
I paid a little fire pit last night, and the kids made s'mores. I did. That's not even a joke.
You're funny.
Hey, tell your wife I said hi, since I'm not going to get to see her.
Yeah.
Robert Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. Very funny. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. A great TV show, second season coming up. Make sure you go see this guy before he's too huge and he comes to town and doesn't even call anybody. So see him before he gets that big. Thank you. Good talking to you, pal.
You know what?
I do know. I don't need him to tell me.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.